You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Hello and welcome to Ours to Protect. Last week we talked about biodiversity, and this week we're doing somewhat of a follow-up because it was announced that Loch's Agency is going to lead a European project on telemetry, which is the tracking of aquatic animals. Ross Gill of Loch's Agency told me all about the €1.6 million project that is NorTrack.
It's a very exciting new project that we're happy to be involved in and lead on. We are doing this in partnership with a host of European partners from Northern Europe mostly. So there's partners involved, not just the Loch's Agency, but from Denmark, Norway, France, Sweden, right? Mm-hmm. And basically we're using a technology called telemetry, which puts tags, small harmless tags inside different marine species. And when those fish are released and go back out into the wild, we're then able to record their movements using data recorders that are placed around different parts of the ocean and our estuaries and rivers and lakes.
And what's the benefit of that?
Well, it's kind of, if you imagine how we monitor human and terrestrial animal behavior on land using GPS and even our phones and stuff, you know, it's pretty much the same thing except for a marine environment, which is much more challenging. You know, there's a lot more challenges when you work in the ocean and given the environmental conditions. And just working underwater obviously limits you in terms of what you can detect. But essentially, it's the same thing. It's about establishing, for example, a species like salmon, how many juvenile salmon, as they move from their native rivers out into the salt marine environment, how many of them survive? Where are they being lost? And those that do make it out to open sea, you know, where are they going? What swimways or paths are they following? And essentially, when you ask, well, what does this all mean? It means we can better manage them because it gives us information that we previously didn't have as to their whereabouts and how many are surviving and stuff like that.
Exciting times ahead, it seems. If you've seen our social media post on Ireland's most at risk of being lost animals, the wild Atlantic salmon was on there and so was the European eel. And these are of special interest in this project and it will go great lengths to preserving our native species here. On a topic that's not totally unrelated, Donegal will feature on T.G. Cahir's documentary tomorrow night called Tiltja. And not to give too much away, it's about flooding. Many of us in this county are unfortunately all too familiar with flooding and the impacts it can have on our lives. And a Shone Rivers Trust is one of the contributors on the dock. And I got talking to Sean Toland, the group's support project officer.
The recent flooding in 2017 was pretty intense. I remember that evening sitting in Carndonagh with my parents and it was absolute madness. Basically, that was a short duration, high intensity rainfall event, which is becoming more frequent as a result of climate change. That's the kind of weather that now we seem to have more of, which causes surface flooding because the ground can't infiltrate the water and basically flooding happens.
Sean said a human intervention is what's left towns and villages most at risk.
More drainage on the land actually means more flooding. The more you drain the land upstream of in catchments, the more flooding actually happens downstream because the water has been released quicker into the system. Places like the hill or the bog would act as a sponge. Now it's been drained, so it can't act like a sponge.
So downstream, that is that where the towns and all are?
Yeah. So, for example, the Shone Rivers Trust are involved in a natural flood management project in Kilmany. We're using nature-based solutions to combat flooding. So we've put in things like leaky dams high up in the catchment away from Kilmany. And basically when it rains, these leaky dams get filled up and slow the flow of water during the flood event and basically delay the water from reaching Kilmany. The heavy rain causes flooding, but not as bad because we're using leaky dams to slow the flow of water. Long term, we hope that this will reduce flooding damage in Kilmany. This kind of idea can be used all over the country.
So the documentary looks at Inishowen, of course, but also includes Belfast, Monaghan and Galway. And that's on T.G. Cahir tomorrow night at 9:30. That's all for this week. More information can be found on our website, highlandradio.com, on irstoprotect.ie, and of course, keep up to date on our social media too. Until next week, have a great one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.